free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, February the 13th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at how the Roger Stone case is now expanding into yet another attempt to come after President Trump. And as I tweet out this morning, you have to understand that Roger Stone was attacked as a means to get to President Trump in the first place. They wanted to trump up charges, no pun intended, but you can take it if you wish, against Roger Stone to try to get him to turn on President Trump and to lie about it. And if he had, they wouldn't have done anything about it, because we've seen people like Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, Mueller himself, all of these people lying about President Trump under oath, and nothing ever happened to them, just like we saw nothing ever happen to James Clapper when he lied to everyone about Dragnet surveillance and the abuse of the FISA court against you and I before Trump was involved. That was back in 2013, way before Trump got involved in the political situation. These people are lying under oath to the government. They don't even talk about coming after them. And so because Roger Stone did not lie, did not tell the lies that they wanted, they created a process crime against him. That's what we're talking about here. There's no real crime. But they're trying to now say that as President Trump looks at this and says, what's going on with this? How is this fair? You know, you're trying to, and I had Norm Pattison yesterday. He went over the details of how the sentencing guidelines are set up. They will take the charges after they convict somebody of that, and then they will assign points to them. And it was absolutely dishonest the way they'd assigned these points in the case of Roger Stone. And then they come up with those inflated points to put that in the chart and say, here's what we recommend to you, judge. And, of course, the judge can do whatever the judge wishes. See, the judge has discretion in this. The president has discretion as well. If the president wanted to get involved in the Roger Stone case, he could. He could pardon him. He could just commute this sentence and say, it's done. Let's just stop this charade. And he could do the same thing with General Flynn. And he ought to do the same thing with General Flynn. He ought to do it, both of them, because both of them were people coming after President Trump. And quite frankly, it's even worse with Flynn. They were coming after Flynn because he was exposing their lies about ISIS in Syria. So as we look at this, as a matter of fact, just to show you how insane this all is. And one more thing about Norm Pattis yesterday, what he said, and we should emphasize this. He said, I've never seen a situation where after the conviction, a judge put a gag order on person who's been convicted, awaiting sentencing. You can't say anything now. You put a gag order on somebody because you're afraid that they're going to interfere with the jury, with the deliberation process, after it's done. Why would you put a gag order on somebody? That is something that really ought to be talked about and really has been overlooked by everybody until Norm Pattis mentioned that yesterday. But when we look at the General Flynn case, what's truly amazing about this is that as his lawyer said, we have had egregious government misconduct. The prosecutor in that, who is connected with Mueller, coming after General Flynn, says, egregious government misconduct, that's no reason to overthrow this. I mean, that's just business as usual, right? I mean, this is the kind level of black comedy that we're involved in now with these people. It would be really funny if people's lives were not being destroyed. It would be really funny if our country was not being destroyed. We're also going to talk about biowarfare begins. This article from Military Times, they are stepping this up. It was a week ago that I reported they had identified 11 military bases to start quarantining people. I'm going to tell you some of what is in that plan today. You will not believe it as China steps up their authoritarian measures, which, by the way, according to them, haven't worked. We'll be right back.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, February the 13th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to be talking about a variety of things. Roger Stone has now become the center of another pivot to impeachment. And of course, they signal this as soon as the first one was like, we'll find something else. We're going to come after him again. There is nothing to impeach President Trump over. He has the discretion. Look, just go back and look at Mark Rich and the people that were pardoned by the Clintons, by Obama and so forth at the end of their terms. But there is no crime here except on the side of the government. And President Trump has the authority to do that. As a matter of fact, as we pointed out with the whole situation in Ukraine, he has responsibility as the president. The entire Department of so-called Justice is under the executive branch. So that makes him the chief law enforcement officer. Whether it is to his advantage or to his disadvantage, he needs to see that real justice is done. Not the kind of garbage that we see coming out of Washington, D.C. now. And so that means if you've got somebody like Joe Biden bragging on videotape about it, it ought to be investigated. And if you have Roger Stone given a sentence that, I mean, we compare it to so many different things. As a matter of fact, we got a clip of Tucker Carlson comparing it to violent crimes and things like that. I talked about the opioid epidemic. I mean, how many people's lives were totally destroyed? Many of them died from the opioid epidemic, and you get these CEOs with a 5-year sentence, and the people underneath them who profited handsomely out of that, they get a couple of years at most. These guys will all be off for good behavior because they know how to behave well, don't they? Not going to be screaming, not going to be throwing food, they're not going to be shivving people in the shower, are they? They're going to get out pretty quickly at their club fed, and it's absolutely obscene. I compared it when that first happened a few weeks ago. I said, yeah, just compare this to the way individuals are treated in Detroit or Chicago or name any of these other jurisdictions where they just confiscate people's cars because they're driving in or out of a high-crime neighborhood. That's all the cause they need. They don't have to charge you, find you guilty of a crime. They just say, you drove your car in there, or, you know, you had a $10 joint in there, so we're going to take your car. Or even worse, you've got a record of nonviolent misdemeanors because you're drug addicted after coming back from Afghanistan. I talked about that State of the Union. I said, I'm glad this one guy that was highlighted by President Trump got his life together because he was supported by a local company, a small company, helped him to get his life back together. They gave him a job. They took a chance on him. He was homeless. He was addicted. He'd had a stream of convictions for minor crimes, and they trained him and got his life back gave him some skills and got him going again. But the same time that that happened, another story of a guy facing a life in prison because a cop came up to him. He was in exactly the same situation as this guy. Both of them veterans, both of them struggling with PTSD and other issues, getting addicted to drugs, having a string of minor convictions. And a cop comes up to him and asks him if he can buy some pot, and he sells him enough pot for two joints, and they're going to send him to jail for life. We need to fix this criminal justice system. And so we're going to take a look at what's going on with Roger Stone today, because that's now becoming a very big issue. They're trying to use this as a way to come after President Trump again. This is the second time they tried to use Roger Stone to get to President Trump. President Trump, Roger Stone, did not lie to throw you under the bus like the rest of these people. And you need to do the right thing. And you need to do it now. You need to do the right thing for General Flynn as well. And you need to watch your back from Mike Pence and Nikki Haley and those people who threw him under the bus, who helped to frame him because of what he was telling people about the military-industrial complex. That's the bottom line about General Flynn. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll talk more about the Julian Assange case. As a matter of fact, this is blowing up into a scandal into the UK's Supreme Court. The lies that they're doing about Julian Assange. When we look at what's happening in the West now, in the U.S. and in the U.K., how we have become this kind of Kafkaesque, corrupt, totalitarian system that used to be characterized by third world dictatorships and life on the other side of the Iron Curtain. We have now completely and openly embraced this. Look, there's been a lot of injustice in America that was swept under the carpet, but now they don't even care. And when it comes out, you know, when the cockroaches are no longer afraid of the light, that's when you better be afraid. We got a new breed of cockroach in Washington. It's not just a swamp, folks. It's really bad. And to give you an idea of just how bad this looks, and I'll go into this also later in the show in more detail. The House Republicans are unveiling a plan to combat climate change. And I just want to bang my head against the wall. What is the matter with these people? The way you battle this whole climate change stuff is you debunk it. You force these guys to show you your data, show the data. They get away with lying about all this stuff. And we had the East Anglia climate gate scandal, two of those. We could see that they were saying, hey, you know, this stuff doesn't fit. Our models are busted. The data's garbage. But, you know, carry on. Let's get another grant. And I, like I've said before, I was part of a group that tried to get that information wrested out of the hands of Michael Mann, who invented the hockey stick. And it is nothing but a big pile of hockey puck stuff, right? To quote Don Rickles, the guy is a hockey puck. You publish the data, you've gotten all of your money from it. Oh, this is copyrighted, he says. It's about the money, folks. It's copyright. It's my personal stuff. He did it on a government computer as he was being paid by the university. He got all of his rewards and all of his grants, and he published his conclusions, and they crafted public policy around it. And we said, show us your data. I don't believe that. Not going to show you the data. Not going to show you that. Just, you know, pay no attention to the data behind the screen. And now we got the House Republicans jumping down on this. Unbelievable. Also, coming up, you think that we've got moderates that are rising? You know, they're talking about, well, you know, you got Bernie Sanders over here, and he's a socialist, right? But Booty Marks, I think I'm going to start calling Booty Gay Booty Marks. You know, Booty Gay because he was so proud of being gay. That was his not-so-secret identity. Except, you know, that one lady in, in Iowa, I had no idea. No idea. But really, you know, that was what he was bragging about. His only experience that qualified him for the job was his homosexual activity. His only experience, as Joe Biden pointed out in that hard-hitting ad of his. A mayor of a tiny town. And so you got to ask yourself, how did this guy get there? Well, he got there because of his Marxist connections. You know, he's glib, he's gay, but he's also Marxist to the core. And so you want to call him a moderate? You want to call Amy Klobuchar moderate? She said back in June in one of the early debates that mandatory gun buybacks is not the same as gun confiscation. You think that's moderate? Joe Biden is out there saying, you're going to use your guns to, he's going full Eric Swalwell and Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke. on all this. When these guys start going down the drain, what do? They get desperate and they start talking about how we'll use the military to take all the guns because they know that's what their base wants. And that's why you should be afraid. There's a lot of people who want that. And that's when they start making these desperate appeals to their base. They start going after full gun confiscation. I got a clip of Joe Biden saying, we never gave you permission for those guns in the first place. Hey, Joe, I don't need your permission. I know you don't like natural rights. I saw you coming after Clarence Thomas. You hate the Declaration of Independence. You hate the idea of natural rights that we possess because we were given them by God. You hate that. You hate God too, don't you? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today. 3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about the old hidey-ho of the coronavirus. And it just keeps going. And they're escalating this now. There is an article from the Military Times. So you can see a link to the Drudge Report. Came out today. U.S. military is prepping for the coronavirus pandemic. And, of course, you know, going back to January the 31st, they started talking about it. You need to start screening individuals and so forth and be very aware of this. There's kind of a general release that went out to the military. A week ago, I reported that they had by that time announced, and it was being reported in a few press locations, that they had now identified 11 different military bases that were close to airports or ports where they were going to hold people. And also last Friday, February the 7th, you had a cruise ship that came back from the Bahamas, and they had some Asian people. About a dozen of them had cold and flu symptoms. And so the CDC called up local and national media early in the morning. They go out on a foggy morning, they pointed out, so they could watch essentially what was a perp walk of these people coming out. They took four of them out on stretchers. They took them to the hospital. They tested them, and after the panic and so forth, they said, nah, they don't have anything. They can go. They were just, they had a cold, and they were Chinese. Not a good time to be traveling if you're Chinese, folks, by the way. Anyway, but they, you know, that was right there at Lakehurst, New Jersey, was one of these sites. And so I was a bit suspicious of how convenient all of that was. And as we look at these cruise ships, quite frankly, they are kind of this whole corona panic in a microcosm. You've got a lot of panic and noise being made about these cruise ships. And with the exception of one, nothing is really happening. And even on that one, where you've got a lot of people and it's really exploding because they keep people quarantined. I mean, it's a good example of how if you really want to spread a disease, you trap people in a quarantined area, which is what they've done with that cruise ship that's near to in Japan. You had some people who really had that particular strain of flu. And so they trap everybody on the ship, and guess what? They're getting more and more people with it. But so far, nobody has died. They have modern medicine in Japan, unlike China. But let's just take a look at some of these ship of fools, ship of flus, we should call it, right? We keep seeing this contradictory information, just like we do out of China. We see it coming out of the U.S. government as well and the mainstream media. Be afraid, be very afraid, it's the end of the world. And yet, then they come out, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And this is one of the reasons I haven't covered it. And I've said this from the very beginning. I'm very concerned about a situation where everybody, all of my sources of information, are known liars. It's like the Mueller investigation, right? How do you know? The Chinese government, the Chinese press, the Chinese military, they're all lying. I'm concerned about the bioweapons program. I'm concerned about, the fact that they opened up their first safety level 4 lab right there where it broke out. That's highly suspicious to me. I mean, that's an incontrovertible fact. And I think that is a very interesting fact about this. But we need to be concerned, as I've said many times, about the proliferation of labs just within the United States and about our really, really poor safety history. You know, we see these stories about, look at the conditions of these animals. You know, we had animals that were left to starve because they just forgot about them. We've also had infected mice that escaped from the lab. Said, hey, they're not feeding us. Let's get out of here. No one will starve like those guys over there who are injected with the other plague. So let's take a look at some of these ships, and then let's talk about biowarfare and the beginning of biowarfare here in America, what that looks like. You don't need a virus. You don't need a virus. Biowarfare is now beginning here in America. And you should be very afraid. It's not just the labs, but it's now what the military is doing. I mean, you go back and you look at all of this, these preparations and what they're doing. You combine that with the NDAA saying, yeah, the military can take people. They don't need to have any due process. They can transport you to another country if they want, whatever. Been worried about that since that came out during the Obama administration. Later on the program, we're going to talk about the other virus that could destroy our society, and that is socialism. And that has already gone pandemic, and it is endemic in the Democrat Party. But one of these stories about the cruise ship, I talked about it briefly. There was a cruise ship that had no coronavirus cases on it whatsoever, and it was cruising around and from one Asian country to another. Nobody would let them come to port. Nobody. Five different countries said, you can't come in. You know, refused entry. Didn't have any coronavirus patients on there. Nobody with the flu. What was the problem? Well, they had dropped off at Hong Kong 2 weeks earlier. And because they had visited Hong Kong, five countries would not allow them to come in. Now, finally, they have returned home to Cambodia. And they said, spent 2 weeks at sea, turned away by five countries over fears that someone might have the coronavirus. And as this thing pulled into the port there in Cambodia, they said the people on shore could hear the passengers cheering, get us off of here. And one of the passengers said she was still puzzled how she ended up on a two-week-long cruise to nowhere. She said thousands of travelers by air are interacting with hundreds of people, and they can land with no problem. But a cruise ship that made a one-day stop in Hong Kong 2 weeks ago is rejected by so many countries, every single one of them. So it had to go back, couldn't stop anywhere. And we look at the insanity around this from the very beginning. You know, it jumped from a bat to a snake, and then we see that here in America, you got the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, floating this out. I've had this on my desk for a few days saying, yeah, we've identified the coronavirus in pangolin meat. I think that's the way you pronounce it. It's a really strange animal. I mean, like I said from the very beginning, it's like the Rudyard Kipling story about how the rhinoceros got his skin. The fantasy stuff that's coming out with this. But this case that came out earlier this week in the Washington, D.C. Airport, they had a Chinese traveler who lands and has a bag of dead birds with him. And see, this isn't the root of the case, but it makes it a lot worse when you have these kinds of third world conditions for both food as well as medical care. We've seen this firsthand, my family and I, when we went to China to adopt my daughter. We saw people in the villages and in the cities, the unbelievable, spreading food out on the street and the sidewalk where people are walking, where animals are defecating, setting it out there to air. I'm not surprised at all they had a bag of dead birds. Coronavirus came from a meteorite, which they just don't stop. But we'll talk about the insanity of what the American military is doing. It's just as insane as that. But you should be very afraid of what the military can and is talking about doing to you. We'll have that when we come back. Stay with us.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nano silver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. drink fluoridated water, just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I'm looking at this story about this bag of dead birds that came in. This person came from Beijing. And when we came back from China with my daughter, she didn't speak any English. She was almost 5 years old. And my wife knew. She was very wise and thinking ahead. We had taken the very long plane trip to China, and it was trying for us, and she knew it was going to be really difficult for my daughter, and not being able to communicate with her, not being able to explain it to her. So we went to a toy market, and we kept her diverted as my wife got all kinds of interesting toys that she could introduce to her one at a time to keep her entertained while she was on the plane. And then we get to the airport there in Guangzhou, and they say to everybody, if you are, you know, going to the U.S., you got to go to the special area. Now, anybody else can go anywhere they want, you know. But Americans, we get the special treatment. And so we go there, and they've got their TSA-trained surrogates. And they go there, and they find the toys, and they take every single one of those toys and throw them in the trash in front of my daughter. It's like, you know. made my wife so angry. And everybody on the plane was eventually angry, although they didn't know why this was happening. Because, yes, as my wife expected, she cried uncontrollably on the way back. She didn't understand what was going on. And there was absolutely no reason for them to do that. None whatsoever. But, you know, they've got the power. And they can do whatever they want. And I'm looking at this and it's like, so how does this guy with a bag of dead birds get past that kind of screening. Yeah. Toys? No, no, no. Every one of the toys, they go, but bag of dead birds, you can go straight in. I mean, this is the kind of, you know, be very afraid. No, nothing to worry about here that we keep seeing over and over again. And we saw that with the Russian collusion nonsense. Oh, look, the Russians hacked the election. Oh, I don't mean they actually got into the computers and changed anything. No, no, no. Don't think about that, because that's really what we've got planned for this 2020 election. You just saw the beginning of it with the Iowa caucus. Oh, gee, you know, we thought it'd be a great idea to, you know, not have this stuff phoned in so we could do an app, but you know, it just went wrong. But we got the results now. You can trust us with that. Wait for that to be rolled out on a national level. Anyway, yeah, it was hacked. No, it's not hacked. Nothing to fear. Oh, you should be very afraid of the Russians. They did $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook, but nothing to fear about the integrity of the vote count or anything like that, because we know that Hillary Clinton won by millions. Yeah. All right, so let's get back to this biowarfare beginning. No virus necessary. Again, you know, I just pointed out this one cruise ship that's been lost at sea for 2 weeks, can't get to a port because it stopped for one day in Hong Kong. Nobody was sick on board, but they still wouldn't. Five countries refused to allow them entry. They finally went back to Cambodia and got off. And now Carnival Cruise Lines, Asia Carnival Corporation, reported Wednesday that it was forced to suspend, all cruise operations from ports in China, which they're suspecting is going to happen, and across Asia because of this recent experience and the panic and paranoia. It's not a pandemic, but it's panic and paranoia. So if we have to suspend everything, all of our cruise operations across ports in China and Asia until the end of April, they're thinking, that would be a severe financial impact. So they're putting out a warning to people because they're not Elon Musk. They can't get away with rigging the stock market. They have to be honest with people. He can do whatever he wants, but yeah, not Carnival Cruise Line. Carnival's got the one ship, in spite of all this panic that we've seen from various places, the one ship that has had coronavirus on it, and now that's gone up to 174 confirmed cases on that ship. But here's the other part that nobody points out in any of these articles. Look at this. They got even more people have been identified with it. Well, yeah, you've cooped them up in this tiny ship for weeks. Everybody's going to get sick eventually. But nobody's died. Nobody died. That's right. Nobody died with this coronavirus thing on the Japanese cruise ship because they're getting modern sanitary health care, which you can't get in China. That's the other part of this. An evacuee from Wuhan is being treated in San Diego and confirmed to have the coronavirus. 13 confirmed cases so far in the U.S. as of 2 days ago. Another U.K. man linked to several coronavirus cases 2 days ago. He inadvertently infected at least 11 people. He has now been shamed and outed as a super spreader. But again, nobody died. Nobody died in these particular cases. He is now in an isolation unit, 53 years old. He didn't know that he had it because of the long incubation period of this. But again, nobody has died. Yeah. Again, a personal anecdote. I spent time as a preschool age. I got sick with ptomaine poisoning from a bad hot dog that we bought from a hot dog stand when we were out. And they diagnosed it as viral meningitis. And I was put in an isolation ward for days. It seemed to me like months at that age. I didn't know what was going on. They wouldn't let anybody in. They wouldn't let my parents in at all. So, you know, when I look at this kind of stuff, from an early age, I've had a healthy dose of skepticism about government authority and medical experts. And I retain that skepticism. I tell people that I was, I became a libertarian when I was in first grade, because of a crossing guard. But, you know, I also have my skepticism about these isolation wards. Someday it will be true and I will die. But, up until that point in time, I remain skeptical. But not the U.S. military. As we see in this article today from the Military Times, you see it on the Drudge Report, U.S. military prepping for a coronavirus pandemic. An executive order issued by the Joint Staff, approved by the Defense Secretary Mark Esper this month, directed Northern Command and Geographic Combatant Commanders to initiate pandemic plans. They have initiated pandemic plans by executive order. This, folks, is what I am afraid of. I am very afraid of this. I am not afraid of the coronavirus. I am afraid of the U.S. military acting like the Chinese government. They issued these orders, some new orders were issued this week, yesterday and the day before, Tuesday and Wednesday. An executive order directing U.S. Northern Command to implement the Department of Defense Global Campaign Plan for Pandemic Influenza and Infectious Diseases 3551-13. The plans contain procedures for isolation, quarantine, restriction of movement, community-based intervention, developing measures to contain and treat those who are possibly exposed. And, you know, we just have had the first group of U.S. coronavirus evacuees from China. These are people that were in China, and they were evacuated, and they were kept in quarantine for 2 weeks. And they point out in this article, this is the first group of Americans in more than 50 years to be quarantined for a public health concern. You should be very concerned about the way that they're using this. And again, the number of cases in the U.S. remains at 13, and nobody has died. But they're calling for communities to get involved in disease surveillance. You know, kind of like, imagine, what are they going to do? Have the drones with a, you know, one of them that scans your temperature and another one that tells you to go to the FEMA camp? Dr. Nancy Messonnier, director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, said that the chance of contracting the disease outside China remains low. She said the biggest infectious disease threat to American public this year remains the flu virus. And they're working on a vaccine for this, though. Don't worry about it. They're going to have that ready, and they're going to have the full-on quarantine and executive orders for you and I prepared. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I have confirmed with high-level sources that President Trump is intending to either pardon Roger Stone after his sentencing or give him clemency, saying the conviction stands, but you now basically don't go to jail. Either way, this is incredibly good news. But let's not forget Julian Assange. That's one of the biggest black marks on Trump, is that he famously said, I don't know who got the emails. I don't know where they came from. The Russians, a fat dude in his mom's basement. Whoever's got them, release them. It's about Hillary committing a crime, not who has the emails. Don't change the subject. Well, Julian Assange undoubtedly took Trump over the top. The WikiLeaks exposed the deep state. The man is a hero. Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. Well, Assange is even a bigger hero, and he's rotting in solitary confinement and at court hearings can barely talk. President Trump, do the right thing and ask the British to release Julian Assange and give him a medal. There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods, high-quality water filtration and air filtration, to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. we're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand in the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
About this again, bio warfare begins, and no virus is required. You know, they can tell us it's not as big as the flu, CDC says. Meanwhile, Pentagon is putting out executive orders for mass quarantine of people, designating 11 different military bases to grab people and so forth. Nothing to worry about, but we should be preparing for this pandemic that's coming to our shores. And I don't know. We got the UK calling it a serious health threat, and they're detaining people at Milton Keynes. This is not the economist that AOC was talking about last week. There is no such thing as an economist named Milton Keynes, but there is an English town named Milton Keynes, and it has no connection to Milton Friedman or John Maynard Keynes, either one, but it does have a connection to the coronavirus. And so anybody that recently flew back from China is going there for an inspection. As I pointed out, we've got a second coronavirus case confirmed in San Diego. You know, we had a lot of people. We've had some reports, and I can't confirm this, but I'll just throw this out for you. 85% of the people was reported by some, and I can't confirm this, of the cases in China are males between the ages of 20 and 40. Now, you can make out of that what you want. I mean, that information may be true, may not be true. I mean, we've seen a lot of I don't know. I've seen that claim made. But again, out of all of this information that's coming to us from various sources, I can't have any confidence level in any of it, including the chaotic and crowded hospitals, because everything in China is chaotic and crowded. People dying on the streets, people, I look at these things and it's like, yeah, they've made a bad situation that I witnessed firsthand, even worse because of authoritarian response of the government. And they have now done that again. We're told that the CDC is stepping up, preparations for the coronavirus and so forth. But as we look at that, you know, if that were true, 85% of them, 20 males between the ages of 20 and 40, is that evidence? Even if that's true, is that evidence that it was a tailored bioweapon? And if that were true, I look at it and you could say, well, you could interpret that a number of different ways. Are they just saying, well, we don't care about women, so let's just leave them to die? Because we've seen that happening in China, haven't we, under the one-child policy? gendercide. But out of that gendercide policy, we've also seen a massive, massive imbalance between male and female. And the number of men that they have is outsized by about 30%. It usually is about balanced. So, I mean, if it's a engineered bioweapon, would it be engineered by China to get rid of their excess male population? I mean, you could go down that road with all the what ifs, but let's just stick to the facts here. As we see the CDC coming out, do you really think that they're going to help you if this thing hits the fan? Bruce Wiles, via Zero Hedge, writes, all disasters are not created equally. CDC will be powerless to halt the spread of the coronavirus or anything else that happens. And we've seen this firsthand. He starts out the article by saying, look what happens when you have a natural disaster with FEMA. As a matter of fact, one of my sons won a international award for a video that he did. It's a Canada and U.S. competition. Talking about the difference of two natural disasters in North Carolina. One of them was a localized tornado, not too far from where we lived. The other one was a hurricane. Now, the hurricane, they got FEMA involved. In the localized tornado, the local community handled it. Didn't get the federal government involved. And it made all the difference in the world. With the local one, it was pretty devastating. But what you had was all these corporations started donating food and supplies. They just voluntarily did it. It was just like Alexis de Tocqueville's America. That America still exists here. If we take that power away from Washington, if Washington doesn't send FEMA in. So you had all these corporations donating food and medical supplies and building construction material and everything. What did they do? How did they distribute it? They took it to the local churches and they used the churches and the church parking lots to distribute it. The local police kept people away from the dangerous areas where power lines were down. And other than that, the government didn't get involved. It's like, hey, stay away from this area. We got to cordon off. This is dangerous. We're waiting for the power company to come fix these power lines and stay away. And other than that, they didn't go around confiscating guns or shoving people to the ground, any of that kind of stuff like you see happening in New Orleans with a hurricane. And it was private companies donating money, churches, and going there and handing this stuff out to people, neighbor helping neighbor. On the other hand, at the coast where you had the hurricane come in, you had FEMA getting involved. And they were locking people out of getting back to their homes. Looting was rampant nevertheless. And they exacerbated that situation in an unbelievable way. And we all have stories about this. We've all seen what FEMA does. It comes in, it makes the situation worse typically. Much worse than it would be if the community were left to handle it. They could donate supplies, but quite frankly, we don't even need government to donate supplies. All government does is redistribute what we produce. And they don't do a very good job of it. That's the whole point of what we saw. They get in the way. And if you are wondering if you should believe these reports coming from the CDC or coming from the World Health Organization, let me just remind you of what we have seen from these people. We had verified information about the chemical weapons attacks in Douma, didn't we? And about the Russians attacking Skripal and his daughter in the UK, not too far away from the place where they create chemical weapons in the UK. And that was all exposed as a lie. From the very beginning, we had Robert Fisk go to Douma and said, yeah, I've got eyewitnesses that this was a panic that was created by the White Helmets. And then as time went on, he interviewed people that were there. He even said, hey, you know, I had all these people say, it was a massive bombing campaign. People couldn't breathe. They were dying from the respiratory issues. Even if the bombs didn't kill them and the collapsing buildings didn't kill them, they were being brought into the hospitals to be treated because they couldn't breathe because of all the dust. And then at one point, somebody in one of the White Helmets comes in and says, it's a chemical gas attack. And everybody starts freaking out. And then it goes viral. That's all it took. And it goes viral with the media. But he said he talked to the doctors and said, that's how it started. And it wasn't true. So he tries to talk to the White Helmets, but they've already been taken out by the UN and the CIA. And then we have the whistleblowers who worked for the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. And they've been at the center of this disinformation. You had people who were there said, this did not happen. I've interviewed people. There's no traces of the chemicals. There's no evidence of this. As a matter of fact, we got evidence to the contrary. We took tests and we found that there was nothing there. And then the OPCW came back and said, we were telling you the truth. The whistleblowers are lying. And now we've got more leaks coming out of the OPCW from people who are inside of it saying, no, the people who are running this thing are lying to you. This is what you need to keep in mind when you look at this coronavirus panic that's being sold to you by the government, by the military industrial complex, by the CDC. They're going down the wargaming plans that have been put together by the military industrial complex. Every year they do this. That's why I started reporting on this. They do that. The Gates Foundation does that. The Bloomberg Foundation do that. They want to sell you a vaccine, and they want to have an excuse to clamp down on our society. That's why I say it from the very beginning. Make sure you are prepared. Take this moment now to prepare for this. Whether or not this is something that's real, whether or not this is a bioweapon that got out of the level 4 safety lab that they have there in Wuhan, whether or not that's the case, whether or not this is anything serious, it could still be very dangerous to you because of our government using this, just like they tried to use the lies about Duma and Syria to get us involved in a war there 3 years running. You can't trust these people. You can only trust yourself. So make sure that you have the supplies that you need, the disinfectants that you need. That's why we have been selling these products ever since this thing came out. We've been focusing on storable food supplies. We still have that. It's getting harder and harder to get that, but you can still get that. Do it now before the wait gets any longer, before the supply goes down. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com, our emergency survival foods. We also have some of the immune gargle spray discounted at 40% off. In spite of all, 3.4 ounce and 1 ounce bottles, 40% off. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. That has nano silver that kills bacteria and virus, depending on which one the lunatics at the CDC want to weaponize next. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then of course the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, folks, we're going to get into that other virus, the one that is already spread throughout the U.S., socialism. it spreads through contact with schools, from preschool to post-grad. That is the disease that they're selling everybody. And you might be infected with that. Who knows? We're going to try to disinfect you here. We got the cure right here on this program, and it's coming up. And we're also going to talk about the so-called Democrat moderates who are now talking about gun confiscation. I mean, you know, Joe Biden is now getting desperate as he's circling the drain. We got some amazing quotes from him. But here's the bottom line on this virus stuff. You see, WHO. Don't get fooled again. No, this is the World Health Organization. Names this virus COVID-19. Now we've got a handle for it, right? It's COVID-19. Coronavirus ID-19. And they say, we must do everything now because the vaccine will take 18 months. And they're going to make a fortune once they get it out. They're building right now. This whole thing is a big marketing lead up to the mandatory vaccines. You know, line up and get your shot. As a matter of fact, we need to play Soul Vaccination from from Tower of Power. Line up. Get in line. Roll up your sleeve. You just might have it. You might have that disease. Instead of S-O-U-L, it could be S-O-L-E, Soul Vaccination. Anyway, because we're looking at a report now coming out. The Achilles heel of all viruses. Scientists discover the holy grail that could lead us to a universal vaccine. There you go. See, that's it. Soul Vaccination. S-O-L-E. The only vaccine you will need. Because it can cure every disease. Yeah. You buy that? I got a bridge I can sell you in Bloomberg's territory. That's unbelievable. That's what they are setting us up for. And when we look at what happens in China, a couple of things happened overnight that got me, besides the fact that the U.S. military starts with these executive orders to handle this pandemic situation, massive quarantine in the United States. That happens at exactly, you know, within a 24-hour period. That happens, and in China, the central government fired the top health officials in the province Hubei, which is where the city Wuhan is, right? And so Beijing, the capital, sends in these new people. And here's what they did with the new people. They immediately changed how they count the disease. A change in how one Chinese province reports. So they go in. The central government changes the people who were in charge there in that one Chinese province. And the first thing they do is say, now we are going to count anybody who exhibits symptoms of the COVID-19. And that would be things like fever, cough, and shortness of breath. This is, you know, anything that's like a flu or a cold. We're going to call that COVID-19. And we're going to say that that's going to be diagnosed as you got, if you have fever, cough, and shortness of breath, even if you haven't been tested, or even if you have tested negative for the virus. I mean, this is going beyond what the CDC typically does, right? Because the CDC has, for the last several years, and I've shown you the documents, I've had guests on blowing the whistle on this. They said, look at this, the CDC is telling us we've got 80,000 cases of a flu a year or deaths a year. I forget what it is. I don't pay attention to their numbers. I don't believe anything they tell me. But they say, you know, they diagnose this, hundreds of thousands of cases. And they're telling people, and I showed the documents on the show. They tell the doctors, look, we don't have the resources to test all this stuff. So if somebody comes with some kind of a respiratory illness or some kind of symptoms like that, you know, fever, cough, shortness of breath, it's the flu. Just diagnose it as the flu. And that's now what the Chinese are doing. And so we'll tell you how that's being reported by the mainstream media when we come back, because it's a good illustration of how they lie to you. There you go. Soul Vaccination. I guess you can spell it S-O-L-E.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out of control criminals that need to be prosecuted. And he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
They got a plan for a soul vaccine. You're going to have a universal vaccine. It'll cure all diseases. That's what we're being told by the mainstream media. Yeah, do you really buy that? As they are creating a panic here, we have the story. They have discovered in Massachusetts General Hospital, they have uncovered the Achilles heel of most viruses. So roll up your sleeve and get in line. We've got the thing right here. They now completely understand how our immune system works. Okay, well, good. Then that means that you can cure autoimmune disease and all these other things, right? No, you don't have any clue as to how that works, or you could cure those diseases. No, they're going to be setting up a universal vaccine, the Holy Grail. And at the same time, we just coincidentally, in a 24-hour period, we have the U.S. putting out an executive order, the U.S. military, about how they're going to quarantine American citizens like they're doing in China. And China is going in, and they've changed this definition, said, even if we haven't been tested, we're going to call it that. And they even go beyond what the CDC does. CDC says, don't test it. If somebody's got a cold, just call it the flu. And not only that, you call it whatever the flu of the year is, right? If it's swine flu this year, call it swine flu. You don't need to have it tested. Just call it swine flu. That'll help us to sell those swine flu vaccines that we haven't tested. But they're going even further in China. They're saying even if you have tested negative for the virus, we're still going to diagnose you. So you come in, you got a cold. Even if you have been tested or you tested negative on this, we're still going to diagnose it as coronavirus, or as we now are calling it, COVID-19. And so when they did that, that caused a 9-fold increase and the number of cases in Hubei province, which is where Wuhan is. So they said they reported 14,840 new cases under that new definition today. Jumped up by 15,000. You just redefine it. Look at this. It's gone crazy. We got 15,000 new cases, including people who haven't been tested or people who tested negative, and they include those people. Anybody with a cold. So we now know there's 15,000 people with colds in Hubei province. And just think about this. This is the whole province. Just the city of Wuhan has 11 million people. Is it surprising that they've got 15,000 new colds during the winter under those conditions? And it jumped up to 15,000 from 1,600 the day before of new cases. And this has been reported by mainstream media, because this is the important part about this. Yahoo News, virus death toll soars as China changes the counting methods. That's the little parenthetical statement there. CNBC, coronavirus live updates. China confirms 15,000 new cases and 254 additional deaths. But they don't say anything about the changing method being changed in the headline, and they bury it down in the article. CNN is the worst. deaths in China from coronavirus topped 1,300, with big jump in cases as country expands diagnosis. So they don't change. They don't say, yeah, we've changed the way that we diagnose this. We've changed the way we define this. No, they've expanded the diagnosis. What does that mean, to expand a diagnosis? That is the most misleading of all of the cases. So as this is happening and as the country is on lockdown, and many people will say, and I've thought about this as well, you know, the very fact that the Chinese government is acting in extremely draconian ways, in extremely authoritarian ways, does that indicate that this is a real epidemic? Or does it just indicate that this is business as usual of the Chinese government? I mean, look what they did to a mixed martial arts fighter who embarrassed them over their preferred martial arts that they revere. Tai Chi, Wing Chun. And because he hammered these masters of those two martial arts that they take a great deal of national pride in, they have basically destroyed his life. And we see this type of thing from China all the time. Look at all the people who got hammered with the Chinese social credit system simply because they were putting out memes of Winnie the Pooh. Somebody joked about President Xi. And he hammered anybody or anything that had anything to do with Winnie the Pooh. So they do have a draconian, authoritarian streak in them, don't they? And they do overreact, don't they? And they do want to save face. And when you look at this, and the fact that they have refused any outside help or any outside scientists, well, that could indicate that it was a bioweapon that got out and they don't want anybody to know that, or could indicate that this is another example of their excessive pride and arrogance, the Chinese Communist Party. They don't want people to see how messed up their system is. What a failed system. They want to pretend that they are the greatest country in the world, and quite frankly, they don't have an infrastructure that supports that claim, and they don't want people to see that. So there's not a lot of different ways that you could interpret this data. That's why I say I don't really jump down on one side or the other of this. But when we look at what they're doing with the Chinese companies, again, this is a crisis, and we're going to do everything to hammer this down. Or in the other case, no problem, we'll just let this go. Let me give you the example of two different companies. One of them small, one of them big. Okay, a company in Suzhou reopened, and immediately at least one COVID-19 case was found. As a result, the company's 200-plus employees could not go home. They were immediately placed under quarantine. And so the question about that is, when they say one case was found, was that an actual test? Was this somebody who had sneezes and fever and some respiratory issues? Is this somebody who had all that stuff and had a test and it came back negative? Yeah, see, you don't really know because of the way they define this. But then let's take a look at what happens to a big company like Foxconn that makes the phones for Apple and so forth. On February 11th, 2 days ago, they received approval to resume production. So Foxconn, the big company, they can start producing. No problem with that, right? How many people are there? I mean, maybe they don't have to travel to work. Maybe they're already quarantined in the company until they kill themselves jumping over the suicide net. But they gave permission to Foxconn to resume production. And then other automakers like VW, Toyota, Honda were shut down, but they are now scheduled to resume as early as the 17th. So that'd be this coming Monday. We'll see whether or not that happens. Chinese cities, however, are seizing personal property at the same time. So in Guangdong province, which has Guangzhou and Shenzhen, two large cities, Guangdong is actually where the U.S. embassy is, I think they've got an embassy in Beijing, but Guangzhou is where they have, when you adopt, you go through there because they have a lot of, most of their embassy personnel were there rather than Beijing for some reason. But it's a very modern city. In both of these big cities, legislators have approved emergency measures that would enable officials to temporarily seize homes, seize commercial property, close public venues, and seize vehicles that are thought to be contaminated. You don't think that'll happen here in the United States with an executive order from the military-industrial complex and the CDC out there? I mean, we've already got people having their cars seized for no reason at all. You think if they say, well, we're concerned about a pandemic, you don't think they'll take your property under those circumstances? They're taking people's homes, their cars, their cash, their kids, without any due process already in America. Commanding private businesses to produce any materials deemed necessary to fight the coronavirus. Yeah, this is right down the playlist that the U.S. government war games on every year for the big corporations, the CDC, the military-industrial complex, the Gates Foundation, Bloomberg, and all these people. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, get the best deals, get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared, InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, as we look at what's going on here in the U.S. and also in China. I mean, you've got them kicking out officials. So we're going to redefine it, and we're going to say, if you've got cold, fever, breathing issues, we're going to call it the coronavirus, even if you haven't been tested. And get this, even if you've been tested and it says you don't have it, we're still going to call it the coronavirus. And so you see the numbers spiking, and you see the mainstream media reporting this is like, look, it's out of control, and the stock market reacts to that temporarily. They'll eventually read the full article and realize, they're playing games with numbers here. But they're also militarizing what's going on there, just like we're militarizing it here with an executive order, with the Secretary of Defense jumping in on that, talking about how they're going to quarantine areas. And you can see what's going to be happening here eventually, one way or the other. So prepare now. That's the bottom line, is you want to prepare now for what they are setting up the PR issues for. In China, they have now announced a woman whose name is Chen Wei. Chen Wei. She's just reported that they reported that she is their chief biological weapon defense expert. It's always about defense, right? It's not about offense. I don't want to offend anybody with my biochemical weapons here. It's simply defensive. No, it's not defense. It is a heinous thing that we have embraced from these Nazi and Japanese POW scientists. We brought them back with Operation Paperclip. We stuck them in Fort Detrick and elsewhere. It's a monstrous thing that we are at ground zero, and everybody is racing to catch up with us, and they're going to catch up with us. Anyway, they've shipped her now to Wuhan to take over that biosafety level 4 lab, as if they didn't have that already. Because, you know, that Harvard chemistry chair who was arrested, one of the people arrested along with him was an officer in the Chinese military that was shipping stuff back to that lab. You know, he was the guy who was hired by them, worked for them for 5 years from 2012, 2017. They unsealed the indictment a couple of weeks ago. And, he was getting paid almost as much money as Hunter Biden. He was getting paid a lot of money to transfer that technology to them, that bioweapons technology. So they have never pointed out that this lady, Chen Wei, is the rank of a major general. But I guess now that she is a major general, we know that she is very well versed in matters animal, vegetable, and mineral. She is the very model of a Chinese major general. And they are packing everybody into quarantine there now. They're packing them cheek to cheek, or maybe if she has her way, they'll be packed chin to chin. There's also, I just talked about this yesterday, how there was absolutely no interest in the thing that the Democrats are pushing the hardest. Yeah, Gilbert Sullivan right there. Not that major general, but Chen Wei. I guess it's a cross between the Mikado and Pirates of Penzance. But the... As I pointed out yesterday, the Democrats are all about climate change because that justifies everything that they want to do to take over our economy. Everything is about climate. We've even got our trustworthy military leadership, the same ones that are talking about how they have to set up the pandemic stuff. They said the biggest threat to us is not ISIS. No, they're not a threat. You know, because those are just the guys over there at the CIA. The biggest threat to us is climate change. That's our own military saying that. And now you've got the Republicans jumping in on this. I just pointed out yesterday, this is what climate change is, what the Democrats are building everything on. The Green New Deal, the plan to take over our economy, the plan to initiate this UN plan to concentrate the populations into cities and to take away your ability to live, essentially. They're going to take away your transportation, your housing, your food, all this kind of stuff with these austerity programs that are necessitated because of climate change. The UN 2030 agenda, smart cities are what you get when they tell you that you've got to be sustainable. And I pointed out yesterday, you got two polls, two respected national polls that came out in just the last couple of weeks. One from Pew. They did a multiple choice. They asked people what should be the top government priority. And they gave them 18 choices. And the people ranked the massive national poll. They ranked climate change 17 out of 18, nearly at the very bottom. Gallup essentially did the same thing. They didn't ask what should the government's priority be? They asked, what is the biggest problem in America? Nobody wrote in climate change. You know what the number one biggest problem that when people were given a chance to express themselves and not confined to multiple choice, the biggest problem in America, said Americans, the government. And now we have today, however, one day later, we see that the House GOP leadership is now jumping on the climate change bandwagon, that losing issue. Except it's not a losing issue. This is something that is a bipartisan issue. They want to use this for control in the same way that they were pushing Obamacare. Both Republicans and Democrats wanted Obamacare. That's why we got Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney. Because Mitt Romney had already done Obamacare in Massachusetts with Ted Kennedy. It was exactly the same. Romney Care was exactly the same thing as Obamacare. And we were going to get it one way or the other. And then when they got it through, they put in Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House to make sure that it wasn't going to get undone. Also an open borders guy. These people who buy into things like government takeover of healthcare, open borders, and climate change as a way to completely reorganize society and pave the way for world government. This is a bipartisan issue. And now we have the person who is pushing this on the GOP side, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who said, the one thing that unites us all as Americans is that we do want a cleaner, safer, healthier environment. And the good news is, in America, the ingenuity that we've had when we are unshackle that. We're able to make that all happen. No, they're not unshackling anything. They're forging the chains of a 21st century dystopia it's an agenda that was created by the United Nations to enslave you in smart city gulags that are going to be run by these same people who are shutting down your free speech in the digital public square. Google and these other people. That's what this is about. And now the Republicans have bought into this as well. This is not what the American people want. We know this is not a problem. But this is what they're going to shove down our throats, just like they shoved down Obamacare or Romney Care, either way. So Republicans have come up with something they call a carbon capture package. They want to jump into, and again, this is a UN agenda. Talking about, it's the United Nations Trillion Tree Campaign. They want a trillion trees planted around the world. Isn't that nice? And so now we got to do our part, and the Republicans are coming up with their idea. Republicans have a carbon capture package. It will help to trap carbon, because that's what they call it. When trees breathe in carbon dioxide, they call that trapping carbon. They don't call it trapping carbon dioxide. They don't call it, you know, a closed loop feedback system designed by God. No. It's capturing carbon. And the difference between the two is they're going to subsidize their friends. Whereas the Democrats will come in with mandates, prohibition, and taxes, carbon taxes. We'll be right back.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted. And he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil,
vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
I have confirmed with high-level sources that President Trump is intending to either pardon Roger Stone after his sentencing or give him clemency, saying the conviction stands, but you now basically don't go to jail. Either way, this is incredibly good news. But let's not forget Julian Assange. That's one of the biggest black marks on Trump, is that he famously said, I don't know who got the emails. I don't know where they came from. The Russians, a fat dude in his mom's basement. Whoever's got them, release them. It's about Hillary committing a crime, not who has the emails. Don't change the subject. Well, Julian Assange undoubtedly took Trump over the top. The WikiLeaks exposed the deep state. The man is a hero. Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. Well, Assange is even a bigger hero, and he's rotting in solitary confinement and at court hearings can barely talk. President Trump, do the right thing and ask the British to release Julian Assange and give him a medal. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've just been talking about the danger of public illusions when it comes to the coronavirus. They come in and they've got the mainstream press here saying, look at this, we've had the number of cases spiking by 15,000 overnight. And if you actually read it, there's a lot of misleading headlines from CNN and other places. If you actually read what's going on, the central government came in and said, you're going to diagnose coronavirus with anybody who's got cold symptoms. Even if you haven't tested it. And even if you've tested it and the tests come back negative, you're still going to call it coronavirus if they got a flu or a cold. And so we talk about the danger of public illusions, you know, the madness of crowds. Maybe we should talk about the mandates of politicians and all of this. We see this now also with climate change, the environment, right? That's the justification for establishing not only socialism in America, but world government to completely reorder our society. And they've been very straightforward about this, saying, you know, if we didn't have the climate change thing, we'd have to make it up. To which we say, you are making it up. And it needs to be confronted directly instead of appeased like the Republicans are doing. And quite frankly, I'm very, very concerned about these Republican politicians in Congress. People like Kevin McCarthy. He was the, you know, designated successor to Paul Ryan, a globalist shill. And you've got other people on the House Select Climate Committee, other Republicans. Here are some quotes from them. This is an article from the New American talking about what's going on with this. I got a quote from a Republican out of Louisiana called Graves. We have chosen to put a price on carbon. But doing it through incentives and actually doubling down on that. So that's the difference between the Republicans' approach and the Democrats' approach. The Republicans offer you a carrot, and the Democrats offer you a stick. But they're both coming after a windmill that doesn't, they're both jousting at a windmill, essentially. Yeah, the GOP will offer you tax breaks and subsidies, which will go to their big business friends. The Democrats, on the other hand, will give you mandates, prohibition, and increased taxes. Carbon taxes. Graves said we've got to move forward in a fact-based, realistic approach, as opposed to something that may be more emotional. But what he's doing is he's conceding to this emotional approach that's been fed to people from preschool to postgraduate. It's all emotionalism. There are no facts that support this. That's the whole point. You need to confront this directly. You need to confront it with facts and reality instead of caving to it and say, we'll accept from the Democrats and from the UN that we've got to restructure everything to save the climate. Then you got another Republican also talking about this. McKinley, Republican of West Virginia, says it's all about carbon capture. See, I've said this before, and it just makes me want to throw up when I see the Republicans are more Democrat than the Democrats were 20 years ago. And the Democrats have gone full-on Marxist. I mean, that's where we're headed in this country. It's all about carbon cap. Here you got Republicans, carbon this, carbon that. They have completely adopted the rhetoric and the worldview of the UN. It's all about carbon capture. If we don't achieve that around the world, we're still going to have droughts, wildfires, and our coastal communities are still going to be under. That's not occasional cortex. That's a Republican Congressman McKinley from West Virginia spouting that nonsense. Droughts? You mean like they had in Venice? We all saw, you know, Venice. I don't know. Was it the flood or the drought that we've got to stop by planting trees? And not planting the trees in Venice either. I mean, they're not going to do anything to stop Venice from sinking every year like it's doing. But, you know, over a couple of month period, first we saw Venice flooded. Oh, it's climate change. It's, you know, the oceans are rising. And then less than 2 months later, they had one of the worst droughts they ever had. And all the gondolas are sitting there high and dry in the canals. And they don't talk about that. How did that happen when the seas were rising? And you want to talk about wildfires? Because what happened in Australia? People in Australia, there was arson. There's some of the pictures of the gondolas. You know, that was what happened after the massive floods. The climate does change, and it changes on a regular basis, and they cherry pick the information to push their agenda. And now we've got Republicans doing that. Republicans in Congress. Joining with the UN to change our society and to push us towards world government, because that's what this is really about. When they want to talk about wildfires, okay, what did we find out about the wildfires in Australia? Well, there were hundreds of people that were arrested for arson. And then we also had highlighted the changes in forestry policy that allowed deadwood to stay there, which is what's causing unprecedented forest fires in areas of our country, like the verdant green areas there in around Gatlinburg, right? The Blue Ridge Mountains. Just the fact that we're just going to leave the trees there and let them rot. And so when a natural fire does happen, and they do happen, that's going to act like cans of gasoline and let that get out of hand. And that really is what is happening. So I wonder if they're going to start planting trillions of trees. Does that mean that we're going to have more wildfires because they're not going to manage the forests? That's really what's going on here. One of these climate pushers, you know, grant seekers and everything, Breakthrough Institute, a climate analyst with the Breakthrough Institute, Siver Wang. Well, if we had a unified world government, we could do this pretty easily. Yeah, see, the solution to everything. Now, here's the problem. We got climate change. Whatever that means, this fantasy, the solution is world government. If we had world government, we could do it. You know, call the people at Starfleet Academy. Thomas Crother, an ecologist with ETH Zurich, came up with the 1.2 trillion tree idea and he serves as the chief scientific advisor to the United Nations Trillion Tree Campaign. And now we've got Republicans pushing through this UN agenda. And the trillion trees is not the agenda I'm worried about. It's the UN 2030 agenda. He says that there's 400 gigatons of carbon stored in 3 trillion trees found in the world today. Well, is that really true? Is that really true? Mark Morano talks about the GOP pandering with this stuff. That's what he calls it. GOP climate pandering to plant billions of trees. The GOP climate bill seeks to commit the U.S. to planting 3.3 billion trees annually. See, we're right there. We're a third of their trillion trees. That's us, and that's our Republicans. He said, nevertheless, these guys can't agree on whether or not the trees are going to cool off the planet or make it warmer. The New York Times had published back in 2014, to save the planet, don't plant trees. That was from a Yale atmospheric chemistry professor, Nadine Unger. You had another publication, Scientific American, in 2015. Said that they estimated that there were roughly 3 trillion trees on Earth at the time, which kind of interesting that it just jumped by a factor of 7 from the previous estimate of 400 million trees. So it jumped by 7-fold from 400 million to 3 trillion. And so the question that Mark Morano asks is, where are you going to put another trillion trees? I mean, they're talking about adding a third more of the trees than they currently say we have, and it might even be worse than that, depending on which estimate you have. Nobody fact-checks any of these people. But even if they contradict each other, you know, we're told that we got to have fine particulate matter sprayed into the atmosphere to cool the Earth, and yet we've had the EPA telling us you got to stop the fine particulate matter that is coming out of your tailpipes because it's making the Earth warmer. What is it? Is it going to cool it? Is it going to make it warmer? We had the Skyder Alert app, you know, where you could take a picture of the cross-hatching of the persistent contrails, chemtrails, and you could correlate that, and they did it, and they found that wherever they saw that cross-hatching, it actually raised the temperature. So are the cloud covers, is that going to geoengineer us into a cooler or warmer area? They can't make up their mind about anything. We'll be right back.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well.
he's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nano silver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water, just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got Andrew Yang after he ceased his campaign for New Hampshire. He had at least, I'll say this, at least he had the integrity to say there's no mathematical way for me to go forward with this. And I know that I can't win, so I'm not going to keep taking money from people to do this. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden will not say that yet. At least Yang would. And he came out and he said, I can't believe I lost to these people. And my response to that is, I can't believe these are the people I've got to choose from. Republican and Democrat. I was just talking about these idiot Republicans who are now buying into the UN agenda to reorganize our society along Marxist and world government lines. I can't believe this is the choice we've got, Democrats and Republicans. And they've made sure that that's the only choice you have. They've made real sure of that. If their ballot access laws don't keep you off as an independent or a third party, then they'll make sure that you're not allowed in the debates. They always, they've got these rules that are set in stone, but they can always change them. Just as they're doing that now, right now for Bloomberg. As we look at a Wisconsin school district abandoning grading of A through F in order to prevent stress, they say. Quite frankly, I think that, that's what they ought to do with the Democrats. Just give them all a participation trophy and say it really doesn't matter what the number of votes that you get. We all are just get exactly the same at each one of these things. And then they go to a brokered convention and Hillary walks in. Let's take a look at the so-called moderate Democrats, because we had Amy Klobuchar, one of the first, it was actually the first, Democrat primary debate going back to June 26th. You think that we got moderates now? Everybody say, oh, look, we got Bernie. He's out there. He's a radical socialist. But the rest of us, we're not socialists. We just want to take over your health care. We want to take over and reorganize your economy and this and that. And we want to take away your guns. We want to take away your First Amendment freedom. But we're not radicals. We're not authoritarian. We're not totalitarian, except that they are. But she said during that first debate that mandatory gun buyback was not gun confiscation. Said gun confiscation, right? Well, if the government is buying it back, how do you not have this conversation? Said Chuck Todd. He said, well, that's not gun confiscation, because if you give them the offer to buy back their gun, And he said, I look at these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick and his deer stand? I'm coming from a proud hunting and fishing state. These ideas don't do that. And so she wanted to have a ban on assault weapons and a universal background check. All the stuff that the radical Democrats in Virginia are doing right now. Our moderate candidate that we're told. Look at this. She's leapfrogged up to third place and she actually got some delegates other than Booty Marx, formerly Booty A, Booty Marxist, and Bernie Sanders got the most delegates, but she was the only other candidate that got delegates out of New Hampshire. And she's the moderate. Yeah, and Booty Marxist is also a moderate as well. Joe Biden, though. Joe Biden is now getting desperate. As he's circling the drain, he's doing the same thing that Eric Swalwell and Beto, the trans-Hispanic O'Rourke, also did. And that is that they are pandering to the authoritarian instincts and the fear and ignorance of their base, talking about gun confiscation. First of all, let's go back to Biden. Biden has been something of an expert on firearms in the past. You know, he's talked about you don't want to get an AR-15. Women don't buy an AR-15. Get a shotgun. That's really what you need. You can get an over-under, you can get a side-by-side, but don't get an AR-15, to which, you know, we played the little clips over and over again of women who, for the most part, had not shot a gun before. They didn't know they needed to, you know, hold it firm against their shoulder or whatever, and they shot it and it knocked them down. And then showing pictures of women who are shooting AR-15s because it doesn't have a big kickback like a shotgun. Much easier to shoot if you are a small person. But somebody asked him about the kind of shotguns that he actually owns on C-SPAN. And here's what he had to say, video clip number two.
No amendment is absolute. I own a 20-gauge shotgun. I own a 12-gauge shotgun. I'll answer your question in a minute, sir. I own a 20-gauge and a 10-gauge shotgun. I just skeet shoot. I don't even hunt. My sons are hunter. They bird hunt. You know, we protect, by the way, geese crossing the international boundary more than we do people. You can only have three shells in your shotgun if you're going goose hunting.
Wait a minute. Can
okay?
I shoot illegals coming across the border?
In a magazine that you can buy today.
Is he suggesting that, you know, we protect the geese who are coming across the border, but we need to do more to protect the drug cartels coming across the border because you ought to be limited? Is there some kind of a limit there, Joe? Is it only shoot three cartel members coming across the border in a given period of time? This guy, total non sequiturs. Yeah, he gives us a couple of different answers about the kind of shotguns. He's got a 20-gauge and a 12-gauge. Oh, sorry, a 20-gauge and a 10-gauge, and both of his sons are still hunting. He said, but then he really doubles down on the authoritarianism. Let's play video clip number three, because I want you to hear what this is where he goes full Eric Swalwell. Remember Eric Swalwell? He said, yeah, we'll go door to door, take this stuff. And Joe Biggs said, you're going to start a civil war if you do that. And he goes, well, we have nuclear weapons and they're legit and we can use that. So now we got Joe Biden as he's circling the drain, basically channels Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke. Video clip number three.
No, and by the way, those who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, a great line. Well, guess what? The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. There's no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you if you're going to take on, you're worried about the government coming down.
Yeah, that's how we won the war in Afghanistan, right?
And so it's bizarre. We never said you could own any weapon at all from the beginning. You can't own a machine gun.
Wow.
You can't own a bazooka. You can't own an M1 tank. No matter how much money you have, you can limit the kind of weapons that are able to be owned. And so I think, and by the way, all the work I've done on this, including in our administration, I now have over 58% of the NRA members acknowledging you can't own an assault weapon. There's no need for it. You can't have.
I don't think the NRA members buy that term, assault weapon.
But it's more than 10 rounds in it.
Well, you know, that's the amazing thing. We never said that you could own guns. See, that's what I was talking about with Joe Biden. And I realized this back in the 90s when he went ballistic over Clarence Thomas over the issue of natural rights. Yeah, he doesn't think there's any such thing as natural rights. There are national rights that are granted to you by the government, by him. That's what he objected to with Clarence Thomas. The very idea of the Declaration of Independence. And I thought it was also interesting. He said, from the beginning, you can't have a machine gun. From the beginning of what, Joe? From the beginning of post-constitutional America? From the beginning when we had the first New Deal and you guys decided that you were going to rearrange the Constitution by judicial supremacy? You're going to have the Supreme Court say you can't have this, you can't have that, you can't have a sawed-off shotgun shorter than this amount, you can't have an automatic weapon. They lied to us in the Supreme Court about that Miller case to support FDR's first gun control bill that was unconstitutional. It was supported by the Supreme Court. They lied and said a shotgun had never been a weapon of war. And yet, it had been as recently as World War I. And prior to that, you had had, during the Civil War, you had cavalry soldiers, the most effective ones, by the way. Instead of using a saber, they used a sawed-off shotgun in their cavalry charges. But during World War I, it was so prevalent with American soldiers going over there to use that in trench warfare, they could really clear out a trench with a sawed-off shotgun. They had a lot of Americans who were pretty expert at shooting shotguns because they'd been shooting skeet, they'd been hunting and so forth. It was so bad that the German government said, this isn't fair. And they tried to get sawed-off shotguns banned because of the extensive use by the Americans. They tried to get it banned like chemical weapons and so forth that also come before them as part of World War I. We got more to say about this and more to say about whether or not you really need to have F-15s. But before we go to break, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got many specials right now, as well as many other items that you really do need to make sure you've got yourself covered. We've got Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock, 40% off. So is Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. It is 40% off. You can get the two of them together, 50% off. Don't forget our immune gargle spray with nano silver in it. You can get that. We've got a couple of sizes of that discounted at 40% off. Don't forget your storable food. Don't forget your gravity feed water filtration system. Make sure you've got yourself covered on those basics at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Well, I just played for you Joe Biden channeling Eric Swalwell, Beto O'Rourke, saying, if you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. Yeah, you want to talk about the Tree of Liberty watered with the blood of patriots? Great line. But you're going to need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. I guess you don't need to go all the way to a nuclear weapons, like Eric Swalwell say. But he says, there's no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you if you're worried about the government knocking down your door. Is that right, Joe? Is that why we've been so successful in Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria and other places like that? Because we've got those superior F-15s? It's called asymmetric warfare. And a good example of how Joe Biden is totally clueless, we'd be charitable and say he just doesn't know what he's talking about. I think he knows what he's talking about, and he's lying to you. We've got GOP senators, Rand Paul and others, talking about the fact that we spent $1 trillion, $1 trillion in Afghanistan, and quote, we cannot show any progress. Rand Paul was there. He called in people to testify, like John Sopko, the longtime auditor of the war in his role as the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. That title is Cigar. We've been there for, we've been there for 19 years, spent $1 trillion, and we got no cigar and no victory. Here's a little bit of that testimony. Let's play the opening statement from Senator Rand Paul, video clip number 5.
As for the substance of the Post reporting, it is extraordinarily troubling. It portrays a U.S. war effort severely impaired by mission creep and suffering from a complete absence of clear and achievable objectives. Sadly, for those of us who have followed Afghanistan closely, these reports only serve to confirm our worst suspicions. For years, it has been my view that the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan amounts to a military presence without a mission. We have no achievable end, no achievable end state, nor have we aligned ends, ways, and means to support a non-existent theory of victory. I've repeatedly raised these concerns and have repeatedly tried to force Congress to confront the Afghanistan issue in a meaningful way. In September 2017, I forced a vote on an amendment to sunset the 2001 and 2002 authorizations for the use of force within 6 months. That amendment was defeated. Again, in this last year, Senator Udall and I introduced the Afghan Service Act that would sunset the 2001 authorization over a year and require the Department of Defense to produce a plan to have an orderly withdrawal from Afghanistan and also give a $2,500 bonus to our service members who have been deployed in the global war on terror. So I have been outspoken about winding the war down. But what the Afghan papers makes crystal clear is that doing nothing is no longer an option for any senator or member of Congress with a conscience. The cost of the war project at Brown University estimates that since 2001, the U.S. government has spent just under $1 trillion in appropriated taxpayer funds in Afghanistan. That's $50 billion a year for almost 20 years. The obvious question is, what has that $1 trillion bought us? What do we have to show for it? Did $1 trillion make Afghanistan more stable? Did $1 trillion make our military more capable of deterring peer competitors? Did $1 trillion move us one step closer to victory? What legacy costs await us in the future?
That's right, Joe. Take that and put that in your cigar and smoke it. Cigar meaning the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. That's cigar. You haven't been able to for 20 years, $50 billion a year. I think that's a very conservative estimate. I think that's a lot more than that. I've seen other estimates. But we'll go with the low estimate that Rand Paul is using there. $1 trillion, and you can't show any progress because this is asymmetric warfare. These are people with small arms that you can't conquer with all your military might. This is why it truly is. It is a good analogy to talk about nuclear weapons because, you know, when we talked about nuclear war, they referred to that as mutually assured destruction. It was a mad policy. It was insanity. And if you think that you're going to take the weapons from people here, that is just as insane. We'll be right back.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted. And he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. When we hear that lying authoritarian extremist Joe Biden say, the Tree of Liberty is watered, refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots. It's the blood of patriots. We didn't think that it's going to be lossless, Joe, but that's what's going to happen. And you're not going to win that war. It would be absolute insanity to have that fight. But, of course, our government does things that are insane all the time. They get involved in wars that they can't win all the time, and they don't care, do they? Just as we saw with Afghanistan. And as part of this hearing, we have Josh Hawley asking John Sopko, the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. He said, do we have any specific trends that lead you to believe that Afghan security forces will one day be able to hold off the Taliban from being able to stave off attacks on the U.S. homeland, he said. And John Sopko, the cigar, said, that's the $64 billion question. Most of the indices for measuring success are now classified, or they're not even collected. $64 billion spent, and I can't tell the American people whether we've reached these goals or not, because we allow the Afghan government to classify the information. And that's because, asks Hawley, that's because when one metric doesn't appear to show success, we shift to a different metric. Isn't that right? And Sopko, the cigar, said, that's correct. That's correct. So we just shift it. It's the Washington game. I guess we taught the Afghan government how to do that. See, we're not covering up that information. The Afghan government is covering up that information. We are the Afghan government. And the simple fact of the matter is that just as we had nuclear weapons during the Cold War, and we knew that it would be insanity to use it, it would be mutually assured destruction, that's why the population is armed. It isn't because we're going to be able to defeat the military, but the military will never defeat the American people. We have more weapons here in this country than any other country. And regardless of what the Democrats want to do, it will involve a civil war. It would be absolute insanity, and it would be giga death. And they have been talking about doing that very thing. They're the ones who are mad, not us. That is a fight that we do not want to have, but obviously they do want to have that. They want to have it very badly. They want to have it badly enough that they'll take the first shot. Yeah, they're talking about first strike is really what they're talking about here. So when we look at the Democrats, do we have any moderates in the Democrat Party? When you have somebody like Joe Biden talking about essentially doing to the United States what they have done abroad. And I have walked through one of their asymmetric warfare centers. This is not an area where they are planning on, securing an area that's been bombed out in an American air attack on a foreign nation, right? They have those types of facilities. They have buildings that are there that are just shells. And you've seen the pictures, where they have a group and they get on either side of the door and one goes this way, the other one goes the other way. That type of thing, clearing out an urban area that's already been attacked. You've got to occupy it. with boots on the ground. But no, I've been to one of their asymmetric warfare centers. They've got asymmetric warfare centers that train people to train the military to fight in American cities. It was an American city model. I've walked the streets. We did a live broadcast here on InfoWars from inside that area. It was a secured area inside a military base, AP Hill. And it was quite chilling to stand there, you know, on the corner of an American street and to know that our government is training to fight Americans in America. And that's really what they're doing. They've got it set up for cities. They've got it, another one that's set up for suburbs. They got another one that's set up for rural areas. They want this fight. You got these people out there. We have all of the establishment coming out and saying, we can't have a socialist out there. Well, you know, all of these people are socialists. All of them are crazy. Amy Klobuchar, well, let's not call it gun confiscation. I was with the Libertarian Party, and I was talking to somebody from the press, and they said, this basically the same argument we hear from Joe Biden. You think you're going to be able to hold off the American military if they want to take your guns? I said, do you know anything about history? Do you know anything about the Warsaw Uprising? Those people didn't even have guns. And look at all the trouble that they caused. They had to be burned out by the Nazis. They tied down multiple panzer divisions for a couple of months. Finally, they just got tired of it and burned the entire city to the ground. But they started out, they didn't even have any firearms. We got a lot of firearms to start with. So you want to have that fight? That's insanity. But I don't think you want to have that fight. We've got 76% of Democrats, however. You know, they like the idea of gun confiscation. And it's being pushed quite a bit. As a matter of fact, before we go any further, I want to play that clip about Siri training people not to even say the word gun. Video clip number 4. This is on social media. This individual took a headline there about gun confiscation in Virginia, copied it, and said to Siri, read this for me. And I want you to see and hear what Siri does when it gets to the word gun. Obviously, not in its vocabulary. Let's play that clip.
Check out what happens when I have my iPad read me this headline from the Daily Caller.
Virginia House of Delegates passes GUN ban, seizure bill.
GUN ban, guys. GUN ban. Apple is now our parent, and we're fragile little children who can't hear scary words.
Yeah, yeah. The Virginia House of Delegates passes a GUN ban. What the F? I wonder if it can say that word. I don't know. I'll have to do a cut and paste and see, but I'm not really curious. I just find it amazing how Apple is rigging all of this stuff. You know, Apple, I had this on my desk yesterday. I didn't get to it. Apple gets a $27 million fine from France because of what I've been telling my families, why I left Apple. Absolutely fed up with Tim Cook and what Apple Computer has become. I liked it under Steve Jobs. As a matter of fact, I was an Apple certified developer for a while. I very early adopter of that because I liked the interface. I saw the promise in that. It was, you know, Xerox PARC that had created it, but he had refined it as he always did, made it a lot more, acceptable. And I set up I was going to sell a point of sale system. I became an Apple certified developer. I was there the very first day they sold the first iPhone. I really liked Apple's technology. I mean, the beautiful thing was not even the interface, but it was the toolkit that unified the user interface beneath it. But I was so impressed with it that I took the time to write my own relational database and use that as soon as they got some hard disks that would work with the Mac. But now it's become this system where I said, you know, they force these updates on my phone and they nag me about it constantly. Finally, they just did it and busted my old phone because I wasn't interested in upgrading it. So they busted it. They did that in France. And France has now fined them for doing that. I said, it's not, you know, it used to have companies that had planned obsolescence. I was like, oh, let's not make that part too good. We want the car to break down or the washing machine to break down. So eventually they buy another one. That was planned obsolescence. This is hacked obsolescence where they shove these updates on you to break the phone. So you have to buy a new one. And I said, that's it. I'm out. Even if they do the same thing with Android, I'm just not going to give any money to these people. And I need to get off an Android smartphone as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWars as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, this satire from Babylon Bee says it all. All Democrats are dropping out of the presidential race since the world is ending from climate change, and there's no point, right? They're all telling us. But, you know, I guess now we can have the Republican congressmen drop out as well. Why should these Republican congressmen run if the world is ending? Droughts and fires and warming and all this other kind of stuff they tell us. These are Republicans now talking this nonsense and saying we've got to plant a trillion trees. And here in the United States, we will subsidize the planting of one third of that. We're going to do the billions of trees, which just a few years ago, we were told that that was the total number of trees on Earth. And now they've gone out, I guess, and done a recount, don't you think? I want to see the pictures of some of these think tanks out there doing the recount. Yeah, they count crowds too, you know. Anyway, Babylon Bee says they've all dropped out, has some quotes, Cory Booker. We're all going to die, so why am I wasting my time on this? There's nothing I can do. Elizabeth Warren. Why am I fighting for abortion on demand at 39 weeks when we're all going to die anyway? It's all pointless. All my plans are pointless, you know. Why worry about killing these kids at an early age? They're going to die anyway. That's what AOC says. Bernie Sanders. Here I was worrying about billionaires when it's the sun that's my enemy. I should have taxed the sun. The only Democrat not dropping out is Joe Biden. Yep, climate stuff is pretty bad, he said, before going into a long story about corn pop. And then they quote President Trump. So, you say the planet's warming a bit? Who cares? We got AC. Losers. Yeah, we've got AC. We've got air conditioning. They've got AOC. I'll take my AC any day over AOC. And as a matter of fact, most of the people will. As I pointed out yesterday, newest poll says that although socialism is not popular with Republicans or independents, 76% of Democrats say that they would vote for a socialist. Only 17% of Republicans will vote for a socialist. That must be those guys who are on that climate change committee. Those 17% of those Republicans put them in office, I guess. 45% of independents, but 76% of Democrats would support a socialist. Folks, there is no moderate Democrat. And I don't know that socialism, as I said before, I don't think socialism and climate change, we've just seen evidence that climate change mania is not limited to the Democrat Party. You better find out where the Republican that you're voting for stands on this. But the myth of the Democrat moderate, writes The New American, and they have a list here of just some examples. Do you think that there is such a thing as a Democrat moderate? Eliminating fossil fuels, they all want to do that. They've got slightly different time frames. Some of them say 2030 because that's what the UN tells them to do. Some of them said 2035 because they want to ease you into that, but they're going to get there to 2030. Prenatal infanticide on demand. All of them. Mayor Cheat, Booty Marks, Bernie the Communist, Sandinista, and all the other Democrats. They say that there is no room for anybody who is pro-life in the Democrat Party. I played that clip for you earlier this week. Booty Gay saying that. And then you want Medicare for all, or you want single-payer health care? Let's stop using those euphemisms. Let's understand that what they're really talking about is government-funded, government-rationed health care. That's really what it is. When will the Republicans start calling it that? They not have the guts to take on these issues directly? No, they really want it themselves. As a matter of fact, I pointed out, that was what Romney and Ryan were about. They wanted to make sure that we got government-funded health care. That was just a down payment on it. Romney care, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. Free health care, of course, for illegal aliens. All this stuff about transgenderism. You are a criminal if you believe in biological, binary, and objective genders. And then they don't even mention on this list where all these people are in terms of outright gun confiscation. Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar, they're supposed to be the moderates, and they're talking about how we're going to do a civil war now. And gun confiscation is not gun confiscation if we pay you for it. We'll hold a gun to your head and say, here, take this money. it is a little bit different than armed robbery, I guess. Typically the burglar doesn't give you anything for it. I go back to Lysander Spooner. He said, the difference between a highway robber and the government is the highway robber steals your money and leaves you alone. The government steals your money and follows you down the road nagging you. And that's never been more true. Top Democratic presidential contenders all want to abolish the Electoral College. That's not a Babylon Bee story. That's not a satire. That's true. These are the people who are fighting tooth and nail for delegates. And they're telling, like Elizabeth Warren is, telling her people in the wake of her second defeat and low place finish in New Hampshire, she and her campaign people are saying, don't worry, it's all about the delegates, and we're going to do a good job of getting the delegates. And, you know, they don't have a problem with that within their party. Well, some of them did. They didn't like the way the superdelegates shook down Bernie Sanders the last time. But they want to get rid of the Electoral College because what's been in place for centuries is now all of a sudden tyranny and racism. It's just racism. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. And as Washington Examiner pointed out, he has now put the Democrats on the road to serfdom. That's the road to serfdom. That was by an economist, Hayek. I don't imagine AOC knows him either. He's no relation to Milton Keynes. But Bernie, just to make sure that you understand how this works, socialist Democrats who want to embrace all this stuff, you're not going to get rich by taxing your neighbor. You're not going to get free stuff from your neighbor. That's the way they pass all this stuff. But eventually they come back and they take the money from you. Let's play a clip for you where he says he's going to tax all income over $29,000. Here's Bernie.
Is health care free? No, it is not. So what we do is exempt the first $29,000 of a person's income. You make less than $29,000, you pay nothing in taxes. Above that, in a progressive way, with the wealthiest people in this country paying the largest percentage, people do pay more in taxes.
Okay, so, you know, we just had an economics lecture from the economics major, Occasional Cortex, and she was trying to refer to John Maynard Keynes, but she couldn't remember him. She got him confused with Milton Friedman, who is totally different. But Keynes was telling us, yeah, we can just borrow this money. It doesn't make any difference. And, oh, by the way, we're all going to be so wealthy. Not only are we not going to have to worry about our debt, we're going to spend our way and borrow our way into prosperity. That was the whole idea of Keynesian economics. And the Democrats love that. You know, it's just this free ride nonsense that they can sell people. And it gave them justification. That's why I think a lot of people call economists the court jesters of government, because they'll tell people what they want to hear. But that's not really happening. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, as he looks at this and as they're talking about Keynesian economics, and now they've gone a little bit further, they've got the modern monetary theory, which I call magic money theory. It doesn't matter. Deficits don't matter. I mean, even the Republicans have bought into the idea. Deficits don't matter. So if deficits don't matter, Bernie, why do you have to pretend that you're going to pay for health care by increasing taxes? Why is that? I'll tell you why that is. It's because the socialists are authoritarians. They don't want you to have any discretionary income. They don't want you to have any control. It's not about giving you free stuff. It's about taking control of your life in every respect. That's why they want to tax you to death.
I have confirmed with high-level sources that President Trump is intending to either pardon Roger Stone after his sentencing or give him clemency, saying the conviction stands, but you now basically don't go to jail. Either way, this is incredibly good news. But let's not forget Julian Assange. That's one of the biggest black marks on Trump, is that he famously said, I don't know who got the emails. I don't know where they came from. The Russians, a fat dude in his mom's basement, whoever's got them, release them. It's about Hillary committing a crime, not who has the emails. Don't change the subject. Well, Julian Assange undoubtedly took Trump over the top. The WikiLeaks exposed the deep state. The man is a hero. Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. Well, Assange is even a bigger hero, and he's rotting in solitary confinement and at court hearings can barely talk. President Trump, do the right thing and ask the British to release Julian Assange and give him a medal. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods, high-quality water filtration, air filtration, to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have had one of the jurors, actually she was the foreman of the Stone jury, and she's now come out as somebody who is very biased, and I would say, looking at this, she had tweeted about the Stone case before the trial. And so when I look at that, I have a question. Did she lie then to get on the jury? Because isn't it standard procedure that you ask the jurors, do they already have an opinion about this? Isn't that the first thing that you ask people, especially in a high-profile case like this? Nobody checked her social media? Nobody on the Stone defense team checked that? Nobody on the prosecution checked that? They've got somebody who has already made up their mind about it before the trial begins, and they put them on the jury? Well, yeah, that's exactly the way this whole thing shook out. And so you talk about jury tampering. You know, we just, as I discussed yesterday with Norm Pattis, he's got a very high profile case where a judge actually told him, said, look, the federal government doesn't have any jurisdiction in this. You know, it was a crime what the guy did, but he was saying, they're trying to bring themselves into this particular case so they can enforce a mandatory sentence of 15 years and they don't have any jurisdiction. They're claiming that information crossed state lines. Because it was on this guy's phone, and his phone is constantly bouncing to the cloud. Wow. And so the judge himself said this is screaming for jury nullification, and they appealed that, the prosecution did, and you had one of the three appellate judges say, yeah, I agree with that judge. I mean, things are starting to turn around a little bit with that. But then on the other hand, in the state court, we had an individual who is simply handing out fully informed jury association pamphlets. That's just general information about what the rightful role of jurors are and how judges typically lie to juries about what their duty is. To say, you're just here to judge the facts as I present them to you. You're not here to ask any other questions, and you're not here to question the law or the kind of penalty that's going to be imposed. And, you know, the point of juries are to shut down laws that they feel are unjust and to shut down penalties that they believe are unjust. And we got a lot of mandatory minimums. You already know what the penalty is going to be for a lot of these drug cases. So we really do need to have fully informed juries. But they convicted that guy. And so far, a state appellate court upheld that conviction, said you tampered with the jury because you handed out a pamphlet talking about the historical role of juries and how this is enshrined in many state constitutions. That's jury tampering. No, it isn't. Jury tampering is when it is something specific to the case. This woman, Tamika Hart, had run unsuccessfully for Congress in Tennessee as a Democrat as recently as 2012. She was also a former Memphis City School Board president. Her social media account shows a long history of anti-Trump comments. She had called all Trump supporters racists, and she had tweeted about the Stone case even before the trial, and yet she was allowed to get on the trial. She's a black lady. She's got her picture there with Stacey out of Georgia. What's her name? She thinks she's going to be president in a couple of – no, I'm sorry. That's Donna Brazile, also DNC. Anyway, when prior to the trial, prior to her selection as on the jury, she had retweeted what somebody put out. Roger Stone has y'all talking about reviewing a use of force guidelines. And said, you know, you're upset about the fact that they called CNN and did a perp walk with him and raided his house and so forth. And she said, well, you didn't think about that when you're talking about Eric Gardner or when you're talking about Philando Castile and all these other individuals. But you worry about that with Roger Stone. And it's like, hey, lady, you know what? You either stand up against this for all of these cases, or you can just forget about it. You're not going to get your special justice if you don't stop the government corruption and their overuse of that. But I thought it was kind of ironic because, as Norm Pattis pointed out yesterday, they have these sentencing guidelines. And it was actually an implication of the use of force, which wasn't present, that they were using to trump up the sentencing recommendations. They've got a matrix, and they've got various factors that are involved in it. And they assign numbers to them. And then they say, well, look, you know, we assign a number to this aspect of it, number to that aspect of it. And then we put all those together, and we come up with this number. And that's how they got more than you would get for very, very serious crimes. As a matter of fact, let's play Tucker Carlson's take on this, comparing what they sentenced Roger Stone to compared to very serious violent crimes. Video clip number 6.
The Trump Justice Department that abandons the rule of law to give sweetheart deals to criminals who commit their crimes on behalf of Donald Trump. And yes, Roger Stone, I'm looking at you.
That's Elizabeth Warren failing and bitter in New Hampshire. And like so many on the left, howling for Roger Stone to die in prison, a 67-year-old man with no criminal record, caught up in the Russia hoax, farce, caught up in an investigation that proved to be fruitless. He's looking at 9 years behind bars. You know what the average rapist does in this country? We checked today. 4 years. You know what the average armed robber gets? 3 years. The average thug who violently assaults somebody? Less than a year and a half. But the left, CNN as well, demanding that Roger Stone die in prison. This man needs a pardon.
Yeah, you know what the average drug company CEO who pushed an opioid epidemic gets? 5 years. And his subordinates get even less than that. I've talked about that from the very beginning. Yeah, he's absolutely right. And, you know, as we look at this juror coming out, say, I just can't stand this anymore. I've got to stand up for these prosecutors. Boy, they're upstanding. As Norm Pattis pointed out yesterday, he said, first of all, they rigged these individual metrics. They came up with an inflated number. And then, even though this is a very high-profile, highly politicized case, they didn't run this up to anybody above them, which you would expect them to do. And so, yeah, it's absolutely right to shut that down, and President Trump is absolutely right to say something about it. As a matter of fact, you know, he has the power to commute or to pardon, and he should use that. It's long past the time that he should use that for General Flynn as well. But this isn't the first time we've had a juror speak out. after the trial. You had Seth Cousins, juror number three in the Roger Stone recent trial. We reported this back in November after the verdict, November 24th on InfoWars. Just couldn't resist the limelight. He put out an op-ed piece on the Washington Post talking about how the jury was diverse in age, gender, race, ethnicity, income, education, occupation, but he didn't say it was diverse in terms of political outlook because it wasn't. They made sure they moved the venue to D.C. so they could get a pool of jurors that was typically going to vote 91% Democrat. And it wasn't just that was the odds were that they were going to be Democrat, as you could see from this guy's particular perspective, as you could see from the foreman and the fact that she was a highly politicized individual. We talked about as they were doing the jury selection process. November 6th, we had an article about Sylvia Burwell, a prospective juror that was selected for that. Now, after that went viral, she was removed and they put somebody else in. But they allowed her to come in, even though she had had a very high position with the Office of Management and Budget directly under Obama. And so they were cherry-picking this jury from the very beginning. And I find it interesting that all these jurors can come out and talk about the trial. But the key thing, I think, that was pointed out by Norm Pattis yesterday when the two of us talked was he said, think about the fact that Roger Stone has had a gag order put on him since this trial in November. No gag order on these jurors, right? Why do you put a gag order on anybody? Well, you don't want them to influence, you don't want them to say anything that's going to influence the jurors. Well, this juror, the foreman, had already been tweeting on social media how much she hated Trump, how much she hated Roger Stone. And she wanted to bury him. And then she's, and this other guy, they're writing op-ed pieces and so forth, but Roger Stone can't say anything even after they've delivered their verdict. As Norm Pattis was saying, that's unprecedented. I've never seen anything like that. We put a gag order on the defendant after they've been convicted. What for? Oh, we know what for. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days, and he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time. Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine. during normal times, but during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there, and I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again, and they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record-level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWars as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with Storable Foods.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And, of course, do not get Storable Foods or any other types of colloidal or nanosilver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra, but never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so we have all these jurors who are just dancing on the grave of Roger Stone, even before they were selected as jurors. Absolutely unbelievable. And yet the Democrats are now trying to pivot to impeachment. As I said at the beginning of the show, this is the second time they've tried to use Roger Stone to come after President Trump. The reason Roger Stone's in the situation he's in right now is because they wanted him to lie. If he would have lied, like Comey lied, like Peter Strzok lied, like Lisa Page lied, like Andy McCabe lied, like Mueller lied, they would have been happy with that, and they would have come after Trump. But because he wouldn't lie to set up Trump, they set him up with a process crime, like they did Flynn. You know, coming in with an ambush interview, he doesn't know what they're asking, and, like I said from the very beginning when I was talking about it, I said, you know, you look at the situation with General Flynn, and what it reminded me of was Monty Python's Holy Grail, you know, where they go to the Bridge of Doom, and Tim the Sorcerer, says, answer me these questions three, you know, and he gives them, first guy, he gives him a difficult question, and the guy doesn't know the answer, and he goes, boom, catapults him into the Bridge of Doom, right? The next guy comes up, and he asks him, you know, what's your first name? Ask him, what's your favorite color? You know, all this kind of stuff. And then he asks him another simple one, and he just, okay, go ahead. And so then the third guy comes up, and he's kind of cocky, and he gets a couple of easy softball questions. I think it was, the setup was, the first guy was very easy. Second guy was now I'm starting to remember it now, because they're showing me the clip. The first guy was very easy, just pass on. Second guy is very cocky. So you ask him something like, you know, that's very difficult. He gets in the Bridge of Doom. Third guy comes up and ask him a couple of easy questions. And he's kind of nervous. And then he asks him, you know, what's the average airspeed velocity of a swallow? And he goes, laden or unladen? Tim doesn't know, so he gets shot in the Bridge of Doom. That's what should happen to the Justice Department, right? Anyway, that's what they did to General Flynn. That's what the FBI always does. It says, let me ask you three questions here. You know, what's the average airspeed velocity of a swallow? And at that point, you need to say, Fifth Amendment. Don't talk to these, son of a guns at the FBI. Federal, you know what, of investigations. They're the ones who set up, General Flynn. And even though General Flynn's lawyer is saying, well, you ought to dismiss this in light of, quote, egregious government misconduct. And they said, well, I don't, misconduct, that doesn't have anything to do with, they don't deny misconduct. They just say, well, misconduct doesn't taint our investigations because we always engage in misconduct, right? You know, one of the guys, of course, that set him up was Peter Strzok. His lawyer, Sidney Powell, had asked the judge to grant access to 50 categories of information that they were withholding that would show that they had lied, that they had set this up, that they had targeted him and so forth. And the judge refused to put that out. So you don't think that that's misconduct? Hiding what's called exculpatory evidence? Yeah, Strzok, that guy. Yeah, he was one of the ringleaders to destroy General Flynn's life. It's well past time that President Trump should pardon or commute. Just put an end to this, President Trump. You have the power to do it. You have the moral duty to do this, quite frankly, for both of these individuals and for Julian Assange. There's now, there's been some emails that have been found, surprise, surprise, in the Julian Assange case that indicate corruption and collusion going all the way through the British government and court system. I'm not going to go into details on that because I want to talk about how they're now pivoting to impeachment again using Roger Stone. You know, you saw Elizabeth Warren out there trying to pander to the crowd. We see that they're now going to be calling Attorney General Barr to testify before the House Judiciary Committee again, saying, well, we got to have answers about Roger Stone. What did you know? When did you know it? And he's now accepted the invitation. It'll be on March the 31st. So we still are 6 weeks away. The Department of Justice rebuked its own team and issued a revised recommendation calling for a lighter sentence. And again, we talked about that. You know, high profile case, they come up, they inflate the parameters that are used for a sentencing guideline. They don't consult with their superiors in a high-profile, highly politicized case. Of course they would push back on it. And the result, the number that they got, was absolutely absurd. But in a letter to Barr to confirm his appearance, the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee indicated that they would press Barr about Roger Stone, as well as the removal of the U.S. Attorney of D.C., Jesse Liu, who oversaw a slew of sensitive cases that grew out of the Mueller probe of Russian interference. So they want to know all about that stuff, and they're now pushing that. Again, Elizabeth Warren not only is calling out Roger Stone by name, but she is saying that Attorney General Barr must be impeached if he doesn't resign. Well, I think she's going to be gone from the Democrat field long before A.G. Barr is going to be gone. But at the same time, we see some GOP senators already going wobbly on this. I don't think that President Trump ought to be weighing in on these pending sentences. I don't like this chain of events where you can have a proceeding, a sentencing, a recommended sentence, and so forth, where the president weighs in, and all of a sudden justice comes back and says, yeah, change the deal. That is coming from Lisa Murkowski. And if you don't understand the politics behind this, Lisa Murkowski was one of the Romney Four, we should call them. As Romney, Susan Collins, Lamar Alexander, and Lisa Murkowski. Romney wanted to try to get three other people and himself together to push for an extended, you know, Kavanaugh-style trial for President Trump. He failed to get Lamar Alexander, so he was hoping it would still be 50-50, and they had a new set of rules where instead of using the vice president to break a tie in the Senate, they were going to use Roberts, who was reliably establishment. And so he was hoping to get a tie by bringing in Lisa Murkowski. She, as she usually does, she is a consummate politician. I have no respect for her, but she is a consummate politician. And so she hung out to the very end. I'm sure she cut some kind of a backroom deal with Mitch McConnell, waiting until the afternoon to come out and say, I'm sure she got something under the table for herself. And now she's trying to walk that back because she got a lot of heat, took a lot of heat for not being a part of the impeachment, not being a part of the Romney Four. And so she's going to criticize President Trump over this. That's really what this is about. This is trying to walk back her vote on calling witnesses and so forth. She went on to say, I think the president should never comment on a pending federal investigation. Well, you know, this is This is not pending, and it is not an investigation. It is a finished trial, and it is not in the sentencing stage. They'd already made their recommendations, and he's just saying it's wrong. And I think what he should have done is, instead of just criticizing it on Twitter, he should have taken out his pen and said, that's it, we're done. That's it, we're done. You know, stop the Twitter stuff. Just do your job, President Trump. Lindsey Graham is also out there. Well, I don't think you should be commenting on cases that are in the system. I don't think that's appropriate. Now, what's appropriate is a pardon, Lindsey. Again, Lindsey likes for President Trump to be in trouble because that gives Lindsey leverage with President Trump. You're going to do what I say. I'm going to be part of the, I'm going to be like a Mitt Romney. I'm going to take you out too. I could be your best friend. I could be your worst enemy. And so that's why he's trumping. It's all about politics, folks. It's all about politics. And it's all about coming after President Trump. And they're going to do it over any other issue. It isn't like, well, you know, don't touch this Roger Stone thing or this general fund thing, President Trump, you know, because then they're going to come after. They're going to come after you anyway. Just do the right thing, and the American people have your back if you do the right thing. Don't go wobbly on us like these other Republicans. All right, that's about it for the show. I just want to tell you real quickly about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time to prepare. As I pointed out earlier, it's bio-warfare that they're gearing up for. Take a look at what they're doing in China, and we're going right down that path. Executive orders coming out of the Pentagon talking about how they're going to round people up, confiscate property, and all this other stuff. You know how FEMA acts in an emergency. You don't even want to be dependent and in the clutches of FEMA during a hurricane. You certainly don't want to be there during some kind of a pandemic, real or imagined. So make sure you've got a gravity feed water filter. We sell those at InfoWars. My family's got those. Storable food, we have that as well. Make sure you have those in your arsenal at home to prepare, to keep yourself out of that. And then at the same time, get products that are going to help your health, help to keep you immune from disease. Our Nano Silver Immune Gargle 3.4 and 1 ounce bottles are now 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Survival Shield Nascent Iodine 40 to 50% off. We got a lot of specials and a lot of preparedness products. And we really do need your support as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and judicial supremacy must be destroyed.